Can we mind our own business? Can we mind our own business? That's one of the biggest problems that face us every single day of our life. Can we mind our own business? Now, when we say to ourselves, hey, that's interesting. How would I handle that? That's great. But when we say to ourselves, oh, that's interesting. Here's how they could handle it better. And then we're minding someone else's business. We're sticking our nose in someone else's business where it does not belong. And whenever we put our nose in someone else's business where it does not belong, we are making a difficult time for ourselves. We are making trouble for ourselves, and we are making trouble for the world, and we are upsetting the balance of the equilibrium of all that's going on in the world. Why do we do that? Why do we do that? Well, we'd like to mind other people's business because it's easier sometimes, we think, than minding our own. Now, if we were to look at life, at all the adventures of life, at all the thrilling things that go on in life, and we were to say to ourselves, now, how would I handle that? That's great. How would I handle being Bill Gates, having so much money? How would I handle being the genius that Bill Gates is? How would I handle being Obama, the President of the United States? How would I handle doing any of these things? Well, the big question comes, not so much how would I handle it, how does it interest me? When I say, how does it interest me, I don't say, this is what they should do. It's, this is what I would do if I held that same role. If I were President of the United States, this is how I would handle these circumstances. If I were head of a major company, this is how I'd handle those circumstances. If I were the person who was in charge, if I were my dad, this is how I'd look at the circumstances of our life. If I were my mom, this is how I'd look at things. If I were my sister and she's having trouble with her boyfriends, this is how I would tell her to act. Oh, no, no, no. You see, there are so many things in life that are thrilling and wonderful just by themselves, and they're things that we are interested in for ourselves. Now, can you imagine what you would do if you were President of the United States? Can you imagine what you would do if you were your father or you were your mother and they had to deal with you? How would you handle it? How would you handle it? Well, you have all sorts of great ideas, but you don't tell them how to handle it. You say, how would I handle it? How would I look at my life circumstance? Now, I have the need to go get a job, have money coming in to pay my bills so that I can live the life that I want to live. Now, what is my business? My business is running my own life. And this is true for everything, running my own life under all circumstances. No matter how I look at other people and I think I could do better what they're doing, no matter how I look at other people and I think to myself, they could do better than what they're doing, and I could be the one who could tell them how to do it. Oh, yes, that's the fun thing that we oftentimes allow ourselves to get into. I could tell somebody else how to run their life. Now, just for the fun of it, I stop now and think, how am I running my life? Is my life all that it could be? Is my life as much fun as I'd like it to be? Is my life as thrilling as I want it to be? Is my life as rewarding as I want it to be? Does everyone look at me and my life and think that I'm a nice person? Does everyone look at me in my life and say, yes, that is a beautiful person, that is a wonderful person, they have a good reputation, they're a fine person? Or do I look at people, and I see people with reputations that I don't respect, and I say, uh-oh, they better get their act in order. No, no, I better get my act in order. For if I ever can see anyone doing something which is inharmonious with what I believe is right and good, then it's my own attitude that needs to be updated. my own attitude that needs to be brought in line where I only see out there the beauty that's within me. And you say, well, you got to look at the obvious out there. You got to look at those things that are going on around you in the world. You got to be aware of them. No, you don't. You really don't. We really don't need to mind anybody else's business in this entire universe except our own. Because it doesn't really matter what anybody else does. It only matters how we respond to it. How we respond to what we see other people doing. Now, as you're a young child and you're told what to do by your parents and your peers and your teachers, you get a little fed up with that. You say, oh my God, why me? Why do I have to go through all this nonsense? Why do I have to go through all this dumb stuff? Why do I have to do these things? And then you become a parent yourself and you see what it is like to train your children to do things. And what is the best thing that any parent can ever do to train a child? What's the best thing a teacher can ever do to teach a child? What's the best thing a peer can ever do to share with a friend? And that is to be yourself and have fun. Always spend every moment of your life being yourself and being the kind of person that you respect and that you admire and that you like. Always being minding your own business. And when you do that, wow, what a big surprise is in store for each of us. When we can really mind our own business, what a great gift is in store for us in the world in which we live. Can you imagine what it's like to live in a world where there are no monkey shines, where there's nothing wrong, where there's nothing that needs to be fixed, there's nothing that needs to be improved, there's nothing that needs to be done? It's just a matter of being lived. Can you imagine living in such a glorious world where everyone minds their own business, where parents are living examples of what they would like their children to be, where teachers in school are living examples of excitement in the education that they're giving to their students to such a degree that the student is infected by that educational desire, that educational enthusiasm. And the kids all say, hey, that's the greatest subject. That's the greatest teacher. That's the great. Why do they say that? Because they live it. They live what they would teach. They live what they would share. They're the kind of parents that never tell a lie. They're the kind of parents that never make excuses for anything. They're the kind of parents that think and act in beautiful, harmonious ways, just as they would have their children think and act in harmonious ways. But it's not always that easy. It's not always that easy because the habitual world around us has a tendency to mind other people's business. The very fact that we go to the election polls and vote for the officers that we would like to rule our country, that we would like to be in our legislature, is minding somebody else's business. If we would say to ourselves, which is the ideal thing to do, we now have the ideal political officers governing our nation, governing our city, governing our county, governing our states. We now have the ideal political officers who are in force. We don't say who they are, how they are. We don't say what they are. We just say they're ideal. And as we teach ourselves this, as we live in this concept, then that's the concept we experience. Then we're minding our own business. We want the finest governing officers available to us. That's what we want. We don't want to individually say, you do this, you do that, you do this, you do. We want the people who are most spectacular governing our nation, governing our cities and our towns and our world. We want the most spectacular parents. We want the most spectacular parents and the most spectacular friends and the most spectacular peers, the most spectacular teachers. We want the most spectacular people because they are in love with what they're doing. They're minding their own business. And their business is sharing their business with us, sharing their business in a wonderful way that we get excited about being in their presence. We get excited about living in their life. We don't tell them what to do. We just say, we have the ideal teachers. We have the ideal parents. We have the ideal government. We have the ideal world in which we live. And that's minding our own business, being ourselves and having fun. And that's what it's all about. Do you have the power in you to live that kind of a life? Can you make a switch from what you have been trained up to now by the world about you and the world in which you live? Can you be trained now to switch and say, all is in divine order? To say, we have the finest governing body in the world here in the United States. We have the finest parents living here in the United States. We have the finest adults living here. We have the finest teachers, and we have the finest people, because I'm here. We have the finest people, you say to yourself, because you are here. And your contribution is to see the world fantastic, to see the world glorious, to see the world a marvelous place. And that's minding your own business, not telling in the world how to be, but to see the world as it is. And in seeing the world as it is, enjoying every single minute of it. And it is the most exciting thing that we can ever draw our attention to in our entire life. Yeah, be yourself and have fun. That oftentimes thinks that it's a phrase that's not too beneficial, but it's the only phrase for you and for me. To be ourselves and have fun. To live our life in the most glorious way that we can be. To be the ideal teacher. And the ideal teacher is one that excites the students on all the topics that are being taught. To being the ideal role model. That's the ideal businessman, businesswoman, parent, the ideal person, the ideal human being. To be the ideal is to be divine, to be magnificent in every possible way. That's minding my business, and that's the only business I have to mind, and that's the only business I want to mind, because that's the business that I give me to mind. How about you? Kind of fun. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you, as we mind our own business.